Now to our series on China's growing influence in the world. That influence is felt particularly strongly in Latin America, where Chinese investments are growing rapidly. It's often said that Brazil provides the food on China's dinner tables, from soybeans to beef and chicken. Those exports help make China Brazil's biggest trading partner. As NPR's Philip Reeves reports, Brazil also has something else the Chinese want.
You see this everywhere here. Young men are playing soccer under a warm afternoon sun. Look again, though, and you'll notice there's something different about this game. We're in Brazil, yet all the players are Chinese. They're teenagers who've come here 11,000 miles from home to pursue a dream.
My dream is difficult. I want to go to my country team in China, play World Cup. This is my big dream.
Payaman Kuyabantayi is 17. He's here to learn how to make it to the top in professional soccer, or football as everyone here calls it. He's glad he came.
I think I like the Brazil football. I want to play in here because step by step here for me it's good. I want to make a professional player, so everything is important.
We're at a soccer training academy near a town called Porto Feliz in southeast Brazil. It's part of a minor league Brazilian club called Desportivo Brazil. A few years ago, Desportivo was bought by one of China's most successful clubs, Shandong Luneng. Shandong sends teenage recruits here to learn from Brazil, a soccer-mad nation that's won more World Cups than any other.
It's a good, really, really good experience, difficult experience, because the language is totally different, the culture is totally different.
Leonardo Galbez is coach of the under-16 team who've come from China. Becoming a top-class professional soccer player is hard, says Galbez, who's Brazilian. Of the 38 Chinese players here, Galbez thinks a couple might make it.
Yes, I think that we have three guys that, of course, the way is a big way. It's a big way, but I think that we have three guys with a good potential to play in high level.
Back in China, Shandong already has several Brazilians in its first team. They're among 23 Brazilians playing in the China Super League for big bucks, including a couple of stars who've played in Brazil's national side. They help raise standards. Yet Leonardo Meleles, sports editor of Correio Brasilense, thinks long-term youth training is the key to success.
That's a correct way to improve football. That's a correct way.
Meleles thinks Brazil is the right place for Chinese youngsters to come to learn the game.
Because we're the best. Because we're the best.
You see, says Meleles, in Brazil, the first gift you give a child is not a fluffy toy.
It's a ball. For every boy, and now a girl too.
According to FIFA, soccer's governing body, China is ranked number 76 in the world, two places behind Syria. China's only ever qualified once for the World Cup. It didn't win a single game or score a goal. The Chinese are trying to turn this around. President Xi Jinping is a big fan of the sport. He's behind a grand plan to make China a soccer superpower. That includes setting up tens of thousands of soccer schools in China. Under 16 coach Leonardo Galbez again.
China have all things that's necessary to develop a great soccer. They have people, they have space, and they have money.
This isn't just about soccer. It's also about China trying to project soft power across the map. In Brazil, it's already doing that on multiple fronts.
The Chinese presence is increasing and expanding everywhere, with football, with services, with banks, with industry, high-tech sectors.
That's Luis Augusto de Castro Neves, chair of the China-Brazil Business Council. China is Brazil's number one trading partner. Last year, the Brazilians earned some $48 billion from the Chinese, mostly by selling them soybeans, oil, and iron ore. Trade has been growing rapidly in recent years, and so has Chinese investment in Brazil.
It's business, and it's especially market-oriented, decided by the demand and supply of both sides.
Zhu Yuwei is political counselor at China's embassy in Brazil. China's putting money into a wide range of projects, he says.
Like electricity, like equipment, like petroleum, banks also, and also in urban development. We have also some infrastructure programs. ports, we have already 3 or 4 projects, and I think we are also following closely 1 or 2 railway projects here.
As for soccer, Zhu Yuwei is clear about what China wants from Brazil.
So we should learn from the Brazilian soccer style in terms of ball possession, shot, one touch, two touch, etc. So maybe that's put totally a soccer fan's personal view, not.
I can tell you like soccer from what you're talking about.
Yes, quite.
China wants to win the World Cup one day, right?
We want, but I know it will be very difficult.
Back at the training academy in the Brazilian countryside, the Chinese teenage soccer players are working on a key game-winning skill. Penalty kicks. These young players spend 10 months here before heading back to Shandong. Every day they train for a couple of hours. They also have academic lessons. Lin Ran is sure his trip to Brazil is paying dividends.
I think I change a lot from my body. Every day I go to gym to do some exercise to make my body strong.
Lin Ran is 16 and an attacking midfielder. He knows exactly what his goal is.
I want to play World Cup and the Champions League.
And to win the World Cup?
Yeah, just a dream, right?
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Porto Feliz.